At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
The Lifestyle Show, presented by Selena McKenzie.
Now, getting old may be inevitable, but feeling old is not. We can age well and maximise each decade of life if we do the right things at the right time. Here to tell us about his latest book called Eat Your Age, welcome to the show, Dr. Ian K. Smith.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to join you.
It's very easy, isn't it, to blame everything on old age. You know, your memory starts to go and you get a few aches and pains and you do say, oh, well, I'm getting old. And it's not necessarily the case.
Yeah, and that's true. And that's why I say that, you know, getting old, if you're fortunate, is inevitable, but feeling old is not. I mean, as we're adding years to our chronological age, it doesn't mean that our biological age has to correspondingly age. And I think that people need to stop resigning themselves that older age means deterioration, less engagement, decreased physical activity. It should be just the opposite. And in Eat Your Age, in my new book, what I try to explain to people is that for every decade in your life, starting in your 30s, you have to know what your top power nutrients are, what the best exercises are, what medical conditions you should be aware of that tend to be prevalent in that decade. What are some of the screening tests? And then at the end of each decade, I give you a 30-day meal plan that's customized for your decade to incorporate all of the power nutrients that are important for you to feel good and fight off disease during that decade.
So if we take the 30s, then what would you advise for somebody listening in their 30s?
So for each decade, you know, there are 10 power nutrients. But in your 30s, for example, I would look at calcium, important for your bone health and teeth health. In fact, it's the time of your life when you're building a foundation in resiliency, particularly for women, because as they age, their bones thin, they don't have enough calcium, and they start having osteoporosis and fractures. Also, iron is very important. Iron, as you know, is important for hemoglobin, which is the protein in the blood that carries oxygen. If you are iron deficient, then you have anemia. But not enough people in their 30s are consuming enough iron. And then another one I would say is vitamin B9. It's important for red blood cell formation, and it reduces the risk of birth defects in newborns, particularly in the spine and the brain. And it also helps form our DNA and RNA. So for your 30s, those are three of the top nutrients.
Okay, what about the 40s?
So in your 40s, antioxidants. Antioxidants are important because they actually fight these things called free radicals, which are dangerous molecules that can attack and kill our cells. Antioxidants also improve our energy. So that's critical. Monounsaturated fats. Notice I said unsaturated fats. Those are good fats, not the saturated fats. So monounsaturated fats, they increase your good cholesterol, which is your HDL. They can lower your bad cholesterol, which is your LDL. And they can help and develop and maintain our cells. And lastly, I'll give another one for that age group, vitamin D, important for our bone health. It helps us absorb both calcium and phosphorus, which builds stronger bones, but it also can help reduce heart attacks and strokes and fight allergies and infections.
Okay, and the one that I'm most interested in, the 50s.
Yeah, so the 50s are an important time for gastrointestinal health and for heart health. And so you want to look at fiber, extremely important to keep your gastrointestinal tract moving. As we age, by the way, our GI tract slows down. And so fiber helps keep us regular. You also want to be very careful and make sure you're eating enough omega-3s. These are the good fats. These are important for heart health and brain health. You can find them in things like fatty fish, like salmon and chia seeds. Also, vitamin C. Vitamin C is really, really important for your immune system. And you can find those in things like bell peppers and tomatoes.
And do you go on, Dr. Ian, do you go on to 60s, 70s, 80s and beyond?
Yes, 60s plus I go on. So it's potassium, protein for muscles, vitamin B12. The key is that we have to understand that as we age, our body changes not just physically, but also physiologically. And that means our needs change per decade. The problem is that many people are not adapting to what their new foods or nutrients should be and what their new movements should be.
Can I ask you a question? What is bromelain?
So it's interesting that you don't really hear that much. People don't talk about it. And I have to be honest with you that when I look at what I consider to be important for the decades of your life, I don't necessarily talk about it much, but it's a proteolytic enzyme complex that comes from things like pineapples, and particularly in the stem and the juice. And it's an anti-inflammatory. So it helps reduce inflammation, let's say from tendonitis, sprains, strains, and other minor muscle injuries. So basically it's an anti-inflammatory.
Okay. And you find it in things like pineapple, is that right?
Yes, pineapple is one of the sources where you can find it. It's interesting because when you look at Europe, bromelain is used to treat sinus and nasal swelling, following ear, nose and throat surgery or trauma. So it's commonly used, particularly in Europe. But you do find it in several sources. But pineapples tend to be one of the most popular sources.
Now, I don't want to leave any of our listeners out. So if anybody's listening that are already sort of in their, say, 70s and 80s, is there anything they can do?
100%. First of all, people have to understand that it's never too late to start making changes in how you eat and how you move, and particularly those ages. That's why there's a whole category of 60s plus. The focus of 60s plus is strength, which is what protein does for us. It's your immune system, which is what vitamin C does for us. But it's also mental cognition, and that's what omega-3s do. And so in your 60s, 70s, 80s plus, one of the biggest issues is people are not doing enough strength training. Yes, I know everyone talks about cardio and walking and being on a treadmill. That's good for your heart, good for your lungs. But strength training is important because, number one, it increases our metabolism. Number two, it's important to help us prevent falls as we get older because our muscle strength helps us lift our legs up to clear curbs and steps. And lastly, it's important for our joints. So the biggest takeaway I would give for people in their 60s plus is to actually do two sessions of resistance or strength training. That's with either resistance bands or weights, 15 to 20 minutes twice a week. That is extremely important, and people don't do enough of it.
And what is the SAGE plan?
What is the, excuse me?
The SAGE plan. It says here with Dr. Smith's SAGE plan.
Oh, yes. So the idea is SAGE meaning wise.
I thought it was not a special thing.
Yeah, not the herb SAGE. But the idea is that there's a 30-day customized meal plan that if you follow the meal plan, it will put into your body, into your meal regimen, all the nutrients that are critical for your decade. There's also an exercise section to the book. That is, what you do in your 30s as far as exercise is not what you should be doing in your 60s and 70s. And so the exercise plan is tailored. There are QR codes in the book for exercise where you can use your phone, and then you can see videos of how to perform the different exercises that are safest and most effective for your decade of life.
How clever. That's a great idea, because, of course, a lot of more mature people and a lot of younger people can't do the exercise that other people can do.
100%. And, you know, when I go to gyms or go to a park, I see people of a certain decade who are probably doing exercises that aren't really beneficial to them. And that's why I really wanted to hone in and say these are the movements that are beneficial, and this is how you perform them. So you also need guidance to make sure you're doing it safely. And the bottom line for as we get older is that motion is lotion. And, you know, people don't move enough. Taking elevators when you should try to take the steps, parking away from the store and walking, an extra 20 yards or so. These are little things that you can incorporate in your daily activity that can actually keep your body limber and keep it functioning at a higher performance level.
Yeah, a friend of mine over here does chair yoga for the more mature people that can't get about so much. And it's so popular. They really feel it in their movement just by doing chair yoga.
100%. And I think that, you know, the perspective I'm really trying to change with this book, Eat Your Age, and the reason why I call it Eat Your Age is because as you get older and as you move from decade to decade, what you need to do to maximize how you feel, how you look, and your health, it really changes. And you have to make the adaptations. And I think that people have to understand that there should never be a resignation that just because you're adding years to your life that you need to stop being active. And what we see as people get older is that their muscles start atrophying, or they start, you know, losing strength. They also notice that there is contraction in the soft tissues. People start getting rounded at the shoulders. They start not being able to move their limbs as well. Stretching is critical in order to keep our limbs and our soft tissues, ready to go and being able to do the things we need them to do.
And are there any recipes in the book?
Oh, there are tons of recipes. They're easy recipes. My philosophy is that cooking should not be difficult and should not be expensive. So there are lots of very simple recipes. Most of them are 30, 35 minutes or less to cook. And the ingredients can be, found in any grocery store. You don't have to go to five different stores to find these kind of exotic ingredients. It's really made for the average person who doesn't have a lot of time to cook and also may not have a big budget to buy food.
Yeah. I'm just looking at your website. I know you've written many books. You've got the Fat Smash Diet. You've got what's Shred? We've got Shred. What does that mean?
Yeah, Shred means to shred the weight, to burn the weight away. So Shred is a program that's a six-week program that deals with being able to lose weight by changing the amount of calories you eat from day to day, week to week. So it puts you on what I call a calorie roller coaster. And that's a very, very, people love the program. It has a lot of regular foods, but the results have been really fantastic.
Yeah. The most of them are on the same ilk, the lean and clean recipe book, the revolutionary diet, etc. But I've got to ask you about two on here. What's the truth about men? Actually, just answer the question. What is the truth about men?
Well, the truth about men is that, I wrote this book because a lot of my female friends were asking me, how do they get men? And, they didn't understand men. And I just really wanted to give women kind of an honest viewpoint about how men think. And, it may not be very politically correct, but to my girlfriends who I was giving all this advice to, I wanted to put it all in one place and say some simple things. For example, that, men work with their eyes first. I mean, that's just how it works. Yeah. And men cannot see your brain and they cannot see your degrees. So if you are out in the dating scene and you're trying to, connect, with most men, you want to look the best you can and kind of present yourself in a favorable fashion. Once again, may not be politically correct, but the purpose of that book was just to be honest. And, and so there's a lot of honesty in that book.
Yeah, fair enough. And the other one is, I see you've written a novel, The Blackbird Papers.
Yeah, so I've written six novels. The Blackbird Papers is the first novel. That's about a professor at a college who wins a big award and goes missing. But a very popular book that's actually published in Europe is called The Ancient Nine. It's based on my experiences in one of Harvard University's secret societies when I was a college student. I've written that in a detective series that's based on Ash Kane, the last installment. There are four books in that. It's based in Chicago. It's a Chicago detective, and the last one's called Eagle Rock.
Do you ever sleep?
I'm not a big sleeper. I mean, I think a lot of doctors, you learn in medical school and in residency, I probably sleep about 6 hours a night. That's enough. Sometimes if I sleep more than that, I actually oversleep. I'm more tired. But everyone has a different kind of threshold of what it takes for them to be rejuvenated. For me, 6 hours is my sweet spot.
It's a good thing, really, because you're so busy. Well, it's an interesting book, and you are right. Everybody should embrace the new chapter of their life. The book is called Eat Your Age, Achieve Your 2025 New Year Resolutions and Fight the Aging Process with New Science-Driven Advice on Diet, Nutrition and Lifestyle. It's by Dr. Ian K. Smith, who we're speaking to now. It's just out, and we're selling it on our website, tre.radio. Ian, do you want to just give us your website as well so people can find out more about you?
Sure. DrIanSmith.com. Spell the doctor out. And if you want to send me a message or have questions, you can hit me up on Instagram at Dr. Ian Smith. Once again, spell the doctor out, Ian Smith. And I'm happy to answer your questions.
Lovely. It's been great to chat to you. Thank you so much for being on the show with us.
I enjoyed it. I appreciate it. Take care.
Take care. Have a good day. Bye-bye.